There is a point between you and every other person, place, or thing which exists. It is here that two energies meet, forming a third, much less dense, but no less real energy unit. Everyone and everything on the planet and in the universe is emitting energy in every direction. This energy mixes with all other energies, crisscrossing in patterns of complexity beyond the ability of your most powerful computers to analyze. The crisscrossing, intermingling, intertwining energies racing between everything that you call physical is what holds physicality together. This is the matrix of which I have spoken. It is along this matrix that you send signals to each other, messages, meanings, healings, and other physical effects, created sometimes by individuals, but mostly by mass consciousness. These innumerable energies are, as I have explained, attracted to each other. This is called the law of attraction. In this law, like attracts like. Like thoughts attract like thoughts along the matrix. And when enough of these similar energies clump together, so to speak, their vibrations become heavier, they slow down, and some become matter. Thoughts do create physical form, and when many people are thinking the same thing, there is a very high likelihood their thoughts will form a reality. That is why "we'll pray for you" is such a powerful statement. There are enough testimonies to the effectiveness of unified prayer to fill a book.
It is also true that unprayer-like thoughts can create effects. A worldwide consciousness of fear, for instance, or anger, or lack or insufficiency can create that experience across the globe or within a given locale where those collective ideas are strongest. The Earth Nation you call the United States, for example, has long thought itself to be a nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. It is not a coincidence that this nation rose to become the most prosperous on earth. It is also not surprising that this nation is gradually losing all that it has worked so hard to create. But this nation seems to have lost its vision. The terms under God, indivisible meant just that. They expressed the universal truth of unity, oneness, a matrix very difficult to destroy. But the matrix has been weakened. Religious freedom has become religious righteousness, bordering on religious intolerance. Individual freedom has all but vanished, as individual responsibility has disappeared. The notion of individual responsibility has been distorted to mean every man for himself. This is the new philosophy that imagines itself to be hearkening back to the early American tradition of rugged individualism. But the original sense of individual responsibility upon which the American vision and the American dream was based found its deepest meaning and its highest expression in the concept of brotherly love. What made America great was not that every man struggled for his own survival, but that every man accepted individual responsibility for the survival of all. America was a nation that would not turn its back on the hungry, would never say no to the needy, would open its arms to the weary and the homeless, and would share its abundance with the world. Yet as America became great, Americans became greedy. Not all, but many. And as time went on, more and more. As Americans saw how good it was possible to have it, they sought to have it even better. Yet there was only one way to have more and more and more. Someone else had to have less and less and less. As greed replaced greatness in the American character, there was less room for compassion for the least among the people. The less fortunate were told it was their own damned fault. They didn't have more. After all, America was the land of opportunity, was it not? No one except the less fortunate found it possible to admit that America's opportunity was limited, institutionally, to those already on the inside track. In general, these have not included many minorities, such as those of certain skin color or gender. Americans became arrogant internationally as well. As millions starved across the globe, Americans threw away enough food each day to feed entire nations. America was generous with some, yes, But increasingly her foreign policy came to be an extension of her own vested interests. America helped others when it served America to do so. That is, when it served America's power structure, America's richest elite, or the military machine that protected those elite and their collective assets. America's founding ideal, brotherly love, had been eroded. Now any talk of being your brother's keeper is met with a new brand of Americanism. A sharp mind toward what it takes to hold on to one's own, and a sharp word to any among the less fortunate who would dare ask for their fair share, for their grievances to be redressed. Each person must take responsibility for herself or himself. That is undeniably true. But America and your world can truly work only when every person is willing to stand responsible for all of you as a whole.
So collective consciousness produces collective results.
Exactly. And this has been demonstrated time and time again throughout all of your recorded history. The matrix draws itself into itself. Exactly as your scientists describe the so-called black hole phenomenon. It pulls like energy to like energy, even drawing physical objects toward each other. Those objects must then repel each other, move away, or they will merge forever, in effect disappearing in their present form and taking on a new form. All beings of consciousness intuitively know this, so all beings of consciousness move away from the permanent melding in order to maintain their relationship to all other beings. If they did not, they would meld into all other beings and experience the oneness forever. This is the state from which we have come. Having moved away from this state, we are constantly reattracted to it. This ebb and flow, to and fro movement, is the basic rhythm of the universe and everything in it. This is sex, the synergistic energy exchange. You are constantly being attracted, compelled toward union with one another and with all that is in the matrix. Then, at the moment of unity, being repelled by conscious choice away from that unity. Your choice is to remain free of it so that you can experience it. For once you become part of that unity and remain there, you cannot know it as unity, since you no longer know separation. Put another way, for God to know itself as the all of it, God must know itself as not the all of it. In you and in every other energy unit of the universe, God knows itself as the parts of all, and thus gives itself the possibility of knowing itself as the all in all in its own experience. I can only experience what I am by experiencing what I am not. Yet I am what I am not. And so you see the divine dichotomy. Hence the statement, I am that I am.
Now, as I said, this natural ebb and flow, this natural rhythm of the universe, typifies all of life, including the very movements that create life in your reality. Toward each other, you are compelled, as if by some urgent force, only to pull away and separate, only to urgently push toward each other again, once more to separate, and again to hungrily, passionately, urgently seek total union. Together apart, together apart, together apart, your bodies dance in a movement so basic, so instinctual, that you have very little conscious awareness of deliberate action. At some point, you shift into automatic. No one needs to tell your bodies what to do. They simply do it with the urgency of all of life. This is life itself, expressing itself as life itself. And this is life itself producing new life in the bosom of its own experience. All of life works on such a rhythm. All of life is the rhythm. And so, all of life is imbued with the gentle rhythm of God, what you call the cycles of life. food grows in such cycles. Seasons come and go. Planets spin and circle. Suns explode and implode and explode again. Universes breathe in and breathe out. All of it happens, all of it, in cycles, in rhythms, in vibrations, matching the frequencies of God Goddess, the All. For God is the All, and the Goddess is everything, and there is nothing else that is, and all that ever was is now, and ever shall be. Is your world without end. Amen.